All right. Welcome, everybody, to our pre-Mincha Halacha L'Maisa Chabura. We're going to take it from the top of Shulchan Aruch, so you're going to start off from where we should start off, which is the beginning. Just a quick overview of kind of what's happening on the pages. We're going to be doing it. We're not going to be reading all of the Mishnah Berurah inside, but we'll be doing it based off of the Mishnah Berurah. In your Mishnah Berurah, you've got a few things going on. On top, in the bold, you've got the Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch is Rav Yosef Kairo. Rav Yosef Kairo was the original author of the Shulchan Aruch, and this is his book. That's why he gets the top and he gets the bold. At the same time that he was writing the Shulchan Aruch to codify practical halacha for his generation in a clear and concise way, the Rama, Rav Moshe Isserles, was doing basically the exact same thing. And he was shocked to learn that there was somebody who was huge in Torah who was doing basically the same thing he was at the same time. In a really powerful moment, he made a choice that instead of having there be two authoritative texts of Jewish law that would divide Israel in half, he would instead deconstruct his book and then put it back together, not as its own sefer, but as a gloss to the Shulchan Aruch. And so the bold on top is the Shulchan Aruch of Yosef Kairo, which mostly reflects Sephardic halacha. And in the representation, and in the non-bold print underneath the Shulchan Aruch is the Rama, and he comments when halacha differs, usually based on Ashkenazic halacha, also specifically with Minhag Ashkenaz, when there were Minhagim that were very strong in Ashkenaz, above and beyond the halacha, who also include that as well. After that, we've got a couple of commentaries on the page. We'll be focusing primarily on the Mishnah Berurah. The Mishnah Berurah was written by the Chafetz Chaim, which a lot of people don't know. The Chafetz Chaim, yeah, the Chafetz Chaim wrote the Mishnah Berurah, which is like...
So yesterday, like literally yesterday.
Say again?
It's like so like recently, relatively recently.
He wrote Mishnah... Like, he died in 1933, right. Meaning he really updated halacha and made it more practical for the current generation of his time, which is still pretty recent to us.
We read this all Chafetz Chaim, never knew that.
That's why we're doing the overview. We never assume that people know things. You always got to assume that there's somebody who doesn't know something. And that's how we learn. So the Mishnah Berurah, was written by the Chafetz Chaim, and in the early 1900s, and he, in his introduction, discusses the fact that even from the time of the Shulchan Aruch and the Rama until his time, there are tons of Sifrei Halacha that were written, and for a general person who doesn't have so much time, like, it's impossible to really sift through all of that and figure out how we paskin now. So he said, so what I'm going to do is I'm going to read all of them, compile all of them, and give you a bottom line halacha updated. And that's the Mishnah Berurah. When there wasn't room in the Mishnah Berurah to go into a particular subject in depth, he wrote the Be'or Halacha. That's also the Chafetz Chaim, that's also the Mishnah Berurah. That's when a topic goes more in depth. And if you want, and to show you his sources, he also wrote the Shar HaTziyun. So all three of these are the Mishnah Berurah, all three of these are the Chafetz Chaim. So when we're working, we're going to be working with the Shulchan Aruch, the Rama, and then the Mishnah Berurah, and then sometimes bring in the Be'or Halacha and the Shar HaTziyun. Okay? Everybody good?
So, you know, not to leave out the Shari Tshuva.
I mentioned that there were other people on the page. Yeah, he'll even quote them. The Mishnah Berurah will even quote them.
Who wrote them?
I don't know offhand. It says in the front. Yeah, I don't know offhand. I mean, I can tell you their names, but I don't know about them, like about their histories of their lives. But the Shar...
Shiravkas.
There you go.
That's great, Agula.
And the narrative is...
Rav Yehuda Ashkenaz. They were big players. They exist in the page of the Shulchan Aruch, along with many others. They made it into the Mishnah Berurah as well, but the Mishnah Berurah is his own thing, and he will quote them intermittently. Okay. If anybody doesn't have a packet, there are packets. You can also open up an actual Mishnah Berurah. They're both the same thing. One's a photocopy of the other. So again, we're going to go through basically every Shulchan Aruch and Rama inside, and then I'm going to pull out just the Halacha L'Maisa Mishnah Berurahs, and we'll see them inside as well. So let's take it from the top. Says the Shulchan Aruch at the very beginning. Din Hashkamata Boker, the laws of getting up in the morning, literally from the moment you wake up. Yitgaber ka'ari la'amod ba'boker la'avodat bor'o, she'ehu me'orer hashachar. A person should rise up like a lion to serve a Kadosh Baruch Hu in the morning. Shehehu me'orer hashachar is a flowery, it's flowery lashon to open up the Shulchan Aruch. He says that a person should go and he should wake up the morning. Meaning, don't let the morning wake you up. Don't wait till the sun wakes you up. We should rise up like lions to get up to serve God. That we're rising up even before sunrise. That we're starting to praise God and to bring about and to bring Avodat Hashem into the world even before the sunrise. Yes.
Really quick question. So this is halacha. They have to wake up. I mean, say that halacha? That's what I'm asking. Like, yes. You don't do it, like you're going like against the halacha.
He's codifying halacha lemaisa. This is what a person, technically speaking, should do. Yes, and the Rama and the Mishnah Berurah will actually clarify. Like, does that mean you have to jump out of bed? What if you get lightheaded? But to that point, like we're learning halacha. So yes, a person should rise up with to quote the English translation of Maseilas Yeharim, which should rise up with alacrity, or to with zrizus. That's where everybody knows the word alacrity from. A person should rise up with zrizus, with excitement when they wake up in the morning. But we'll clarify even halacha lemaisa. The idea, and that's an important question. The idea is that halacha actually is meant to permeate every single facet of our lives, even to the extent of how we wake up, what we do when we wake up, and we'll see that like every moment of the morning is soaked in halacha because every moment of life is soaked in halacha, and that's what's already being brought out here.
I'm a morning person, so I can do this.
Well, then you're one step ahead of me, but I'm still working on halacha aleph shulchan aruch. But for those of us who have more difficulty getting up in the morning, the Rama quickly says, "V'al kol panim lo ya'acher zmanat tefilah shatzirim palim." But you know, listen, okay, if you're not waking up before sunrise, at least don't wake up and miss zman tefilah. Meaning, don't miss shachris. At least wake up in time to make it to your local shachris minyan. You know, as long as you're waking up at that point, the Rama says you're good and you're okay. Then the Rama here goes and he adds in his introduction, which, based on our introduction, also makes sense. Meaning, he was going to write his book, and this is the way he wanted to introduce his Sefer and didn't get the opportunity to do it, so he gives a more elaborated introduction. And he says, Shiviti Hashem l'nadi tamid hu klal gadol batorah uv'malot atzadikim asher olchim lifnei elokim. That a person should always have in his mind that a Kadosh Baruch Hu, that God is in front of him always. And this is something which is a huge principle that permeates all of Torah, and that's allows a person to become, reach the tremendous height of the tzaddikim who walk in front of God. Because a person, the way he sits, the way he acts, what he engages in when he's sitting by himself in his house, and the way that he moves, and what he does in his work, is not the same as when he's sitting in front of a king. They're totally different, right? We don't, you know, in your house, you kick up your feet, you put them on the desk, you're hanging out in shorts and a t-shirt, you know, like a person, the way we talk, the way that we act is in a certain way. We're house because we're by ourselves. And he's saying, no, we're always before a melech gadol. V'lo diburo v'archavat piv, and the way that a person speaks, and the way that he even extends his speech, how much he talks. I'm curious to know when he's by himself or when he's with his b'nei beto, v'huim anshe beto, ukrovav, ki diburo b'moshav ha-melech. It's not like when he's standing in front of the king. Then says the Rama, Kol shekein kishi asim ha'adam libo, even more so when a person brings into his heart, Shamelech ha'gadol ha'kadosh baruch hu, that ha'kadosh baruch hu, God, asher milo kol ha'aretz kivodo, who fills the entire world with his glory. There's nowhere that ha'kadosh baruch hu isn't. Omid alav v'rabi ma'asav, is standing in front of him and sees what he's doing. Kemoshin emar, it says in Navi, can a person hide in secret places and I won't see him, says God? God's always there. God always sees. And if a person internalizes that a Kadosh Baruch Hu is always there, if a person internalizes that a Kadosh Baruch Hu sees what he's doing, miyad yagia ilav hayirah, immediately a person will be filled with a fear, with an awe of God, the hahachna'a, with a subjugation before God, the pachad Hashem yiparach, out of a fear that he's in front of a Kadosh Baruch Hu, he's in front of the King of all kings, uvashto imenu tzamid, and he'll always be embarrassed to act inappropriately before a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Moving away from kind of the big hashkafic concepts, he also says, and practically speaking, and a person should never be embarrassed in front of other people who make fun of him and mock him when he's doing avodas Hashem. Because when he's standing in front of those people, he's standing in front of those people, but he's also standing in front of God. And who is it more important to impress? Who is it more important who's impacting his actions? The fact that God's in front of him and these people. So sometimes people give you a funny look. Sometimes people will make fun of you. Sometimes people won't understand why you're doing what you're doing. But you know that if you're doing your Avodas Hashem, you're doing your Avodas Hashem. And the main thing is to be doing what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants you to do. To focus on your Avodas Hashem. Gam behetz nalechet, also when a person is in the privacy of his own home. Uvishochvo al mishkavo. And even when he's lying down in his bed at night. Yidal lifnei miu shochev. He should know in front of who he's lying down. That he's lying down in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu is there in the bedroom in front of him when he's lying down in his bed. Umeyadshi or mishnato. And immediately when he gets up from his sleep, Yakum bizrizut, he gets up. There's our alacrity. He gets up with alacrity. He gets up with excitement. Lavodat boro yiparach vitaleh, to serve a Kadosh Baruch Hu. So the Rama here did two really beautiful things. On the one hand, he gave his introduction, which was to recognize, how does a person really get up in the morning with excitement? How does a person, that he's framing all of halacha for us and saying, we're about to learn a book that's all about the nitty-gritty of halacha, the very, very practical details of how I act in everyday life, not necessarily permeated with the philosophy behind it. So he's giving us a philosophical standpoint before we start, which is we're doing this because that way every action that we do is permeated in Avodas Hashem. Why are we doing this? We're doing this because I want every action that I take to be reminded of, to engage in the fact that I'm always standing in front of a Kadosh Baruch Hu, that I'm always standing before God. He's setting us up with that mindset. But I think he's also doing something else, because at the end of the day, he ended off basically exactly where the Shulchan Aruch started, which is get up with excitement to serve God. So it could be that he just wanted to like write a really long introduction so that we'd forget the Shulchan Aruch said, and then we quoted the name of the Rama. But I don't think that's why he did it. Why did he do the exact same thing? He's saying, no. The Shulchan Aruch's being very concise. He's saying, get up with excitement to serve God. That's great, but how do you do that? First thing I wake up in the morning, how do I remember that that's what I'm supposed to be doing? The Rama is saying something very deep here, which is you want to know how to get up in the morning where the first thing you're doing is to serve God? If you spent the whole last day serving God, you spent the whole last day permeated in Avodas Hashem and Halacha, and then when you go to sleep, you're thinking about how HaKadosh Baruch Hu is before you. You're saying Kriyat Shema Lamita. You're ending your day off with a bracha. You're ending your day off with Kriyat Shema and Kabbalah's Omachut Shemaim. If you go to sleep with God on your mind, if you go to sleep with the day of Avodas Hashem and Halacha, and Ashkafa, if you go to sleep with all of those things, then you'll be able to wake up ready to serve God. That it's cyclical. You don't just start out of nowhere. It doesn't happen in a vacuum. That it's about leading a life of Avodas Hashem. You're not going to wake up the next day out of nowhere in the morning to be able to serve God. I think that's the message that he's trying to impart here as well.
Where do you start?
We started. We're learning. We're engaging in Limud Torah. We're learning about what to do and how to act and to slowly but surely continue to build it in a way where more and more of our day and our actions become permeated with Avodas Hashem and to bring that into each day with us. Okay? Cool? Questions, comments, thoughts? Right, we haven't actually said any halacha. We've said a whole worldview, but we haven't said any halacha yet. So let's get to some practical halacha. So it says this back to the first page. What we'll do now is read it again, and then we'll infuse it with the Mishnah Berurah in the points that are halacha lemaisa. Yikaber ka'ari, a person should get up like a lion to serve a Kadosh Baruch Hu in the morning. Says the Mishnah Berurah in Aleph on the bottom, Mishnah Berurah. He says very concisely, and just to drive home the point, ki lechach nivra adam. That's why man was created. Meaning, get up to serve God, because what else are you going to do with your time? What else are you going to do with your day? This is why God created you. So get up to go and serve a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Get up to go and serve God. He says there, four lines down, after the period, the last word online is b'nafsho. V'yachashov b'nafsho. He should think in his heart, in his soul. Ilu hayani tzrach la'amod l'sharet lifnei melech basar v'adam. If he had to get up to serve a regular king that day, kama haya zahir v'zariz, how careful and how excited he would be to get up, to prepare himself to serve him. Meaning, you think about it, those moments like when you have to get up to go to the airport, right? You have to get up at 4 a.m. to get to the airport. You drag out of bed a little bit, but you get up and you move because you're going to miss that plane. You have to get up and you know that you've got a big day, you've got a graduation, you've got a big ceremony, you're being honored somewhere. Right? We don't have a king to have that sense in our day and age, right? Even think if you were going to meet the president for a 6 a.m. meeting, same thing. Like, we'd get up with excitement. You're getting up to go and dive into a Kadosh Baruch Hu. That's the mindset a person should have when he gets up in the morning, he's saying here. He says, Kol shekin b'kal v'chomer, even more so, ben b'noshal kal v'chomer, lifnei melech machia machim HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Good, even more so before God. So he says, a person should get up in the morning to serve a Kadosh Baruch Hu b'shachar. Bishlak atuv so, this is a good thing to know, and this is something which one can do and is recommended. L'chaber yom v'alayla b'Torah, to unite day and night with Torah, meaning to learn either right before the morning or during like Ben Hashmashos, between Mincha and Maariv, to learn Torah, or b'tfila, or to daven, hin b'boker, hin b'erev, both in the morning and at night. Now switching off to you just got up in the morning, what do you do? So he says, Umiyad kishit orer mishnato, veinoro tzelishon yitol yadav af shenish ar mushkav. That immediately when a person gets up in the morning and he doesn't want to sleep anymore, he should immediately wash his hands even while he's still lying down. Umikol shekin, even more so, shelo yilech arba amot, that he shouldn't walk dalat amos without washing his hands. Blina tilat yadayim. Vitzarich me'od lizaher bezeh. A person needs to be very, very careful about this. says the Mishnah Berurah. So here's a perfect opportunity in a moment to just take a step back, where we're going to incorporate modern-day poskim as well. When we incorporate modern-day poskim, we'll primarily be modeling ourselves off of, the Shir will be modeling itself off of Rav Moshe Feinstein, of Rav Shlomo Zalman. I'm zochet to have access through one of my rebbeim from Yeshiva in Nitivari to Rav Nevensol through Rav Ami, who also gives a halacha shir that this is based on. So the Piskei Halacha of Rav Nevensol, Shlita, who's the chief rabbi of the Old City, of Rav Shlomo Zalman, Rav Moshe Feinstein, and many others will be incorporated here. So here's one of those examples, which is that Rav Nevensol says, Rav Shlomo Zalman also says it, Rav Shlomo Zalman was Rav Nevensol's Rebbe, and also this comes from the Gra, that, take this for at face value, that when a certain tzaddik died al Kiddush Hashem, there was a tikkun that was made in the world. They all bring this on halacha lamaisa. There was a tikkun that was made in the world, and all of the chumras by netilat yadayim that come from the Zohar are no longer applicable bizman hazeh. One of those chumras is not walking dalad amos without washing your hands. So halacha lemaisa, according to certainly Rav Nevensol and Rav Shlomo Zalman, is that bizman hazeh and the gra is the gra. Bizman hazeh is that you can get up, get out of your bed, and walk to the bathroom to go and wash your hands. You don't have to have, like people have those Nagelwasser, the little buckets next to your bed. So often they're not practical. When you get older, Bezrat Hashem, Beshatava Musachad, and you have a family and kids, it's incredibly impractical. Your kids will step in it and spill it and it'll get all over the floor. You know, it becomes very difficult to do it practically. So it's a nice thing to do, and it's, you know, you should certainly recommend it. But it's certainly fine to go and walk over to the sink in the bathroom and wash your hands. And as we go forward, we'll talk extensively about hand washing in Siman Dalet, which is 22 halachas about hand washing. We're going to get into all the nitty-gritty about hand washing. But no, already, even now, you can, you know, here's a great example where the Mishnah Berurah goes, he's going to spend the next few lines talking about how important it is to wash your hands immediately. If you follow Rav Nevensol, Rav Shlomo Zalman, and the Gra, you're fine. You can wait till you get to the bathroom to wash your hands with a cup in the sink. Okay? Kach halacha lamaaseh. Good. In terms of Me'orer HaTashachar, we'll also take a look at the Be'er HaLacha. It's probably one of the last things we'll see for today. We'll take a look at a couple of the Be'er HaLachas, and then we'll get to the Ramah on Tuesday. The first Be'er HaLacha, if you look a little bit to your left, next to the Mishnah Berurah, he says, he just brings down, very interestingly, that we don't say this Bizman HaZeh. A couple of beautiful hiratzons to say in the morning, the afternoon, and the evening before Shachar, Mincha, and Maariv. Nachon Me'od, I mean, he brings this down. We aren't nohek to do this. One can certainly choose to do this, but it's in the Be'er HaLacha because it doesn't appear in most of our Sidurim because we are not nohek to do it. But Nachon Me'od li Zeher Lomar, a person should be careful to say, Kol Shalosh Tefilot Hoda'at HaYihiratzon HaMevo'ar B'Yushalmi Berak Tefilat HaShachar. That a person say these little yihiratzons, these small but powerful tefilot before each tefillah every day. Then b'shacharit, before shacharit, you say, Modani lefanecha, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I give thanks to you, Elokai ve'Elokei Avotai, my God and the God of my forefathers, Shehotzitanu mi'afilat le'ora, that he brought me out of darkness and into the light of day. And to recognize that shacharit is about praising God for bringing us into the light and the clarity of day. U'b'mincha, Modani v'chulei, Shekeshem zikitani lirot kesheha, that I was zocha to see the shemesh, the sun, in the east. So too am I thankful that I was able to see it in the west. Meaning, thank you for letting me live a whole day, and that I was able to make it through the whole day, and that it was with your support that I got through the whole day. Now that we get to mincha, uva arvit in Maariv, yiratzon kishim shayiti ba'afila votitani leora kein totziri me'afila ra'os. We were about to walk into the darkness of night. We say to God, just as you brought me out from the darkness into the light, so too am I asking you, please, that you should again take me out from the darkness into the night after the end of the night. Just a beautiful, if you want to understand what the tefillahs of Shachar, Mincha, and Maariv are about, those yiratzons can really get you into the zone of what each tefillah is ideally meant to be about. Time. Oh, you still 3 minutes. Good, so we'll do the other Be'er HaLacha. The second Be'er HaLacha is incredibly powerful in terms of we're about to talk about the halachas that we do every day. What's not included are the halachas that you could do at every moment of every day. And so he brings here the six halachot, the six mitzvot that are continuous. These are six mitzvot that no matter where you are and what you're doing, you can always be mekayim these mitzvot by actively thinking about them or engaging in them. Always, no matter where you are. So he says here in Hu Klal Gadol BaTorah, Harotila kayim shivitis. How do you keep this? You know, the Ramah said, God is in front of you always. Very nice. How do you do that? So he says, one way to keep a Kadosh Baruch Hu in your mind always, kara'o yizahir l'kayim ma shenichtav b'shem Sefer Achinuch, is to keep that which it says in the Sefer Achinuch. Skip down two lines after the parentheses. Shish mitzvot chiyuvant midi, that there are six mitzvot which are always continuous. Lo yefsiku me'al ha'adam afilu rega achad kol yamav, that a person shouldn't let them go even for one second of any day. V'kol zman v'kol rega sheyachshov bahen, every moment that a person thinks about any one of these six mitzvot, he fulfills kiyei mitzvat aseh, he fulfills a mitzvat aseh. V'ein keitz l'matan tzchar mitzvot, and there's no end to how much tzchar you can get for keeping mitzvot, and you can do these mitzvot at any time. So what are these six mitzvot? V'elu hein, we'll do that, we're going to skip, you can go back and read it in full if you'd like afterward. The first one is lahamin sheish eloka achad ba'olam shimsi kol hanimtzaot. There's one God who is the creator of all things. Umechafso urtzono who kol mashehu achshav v'shehaya v'sheyel adead v'shu hotzianu mitzrayim v'natan lanu atorah. That he made everything that ever was, is, and will be, and that he took us out of Egypt, and that he gave us the Torah. To remember that there's one God who guides us and is our God, just to keep that in mind, that's filling a mitzvah to say at any point in time. Bet, he actually numbers them. You skip down to the bolded bet. Shalona amin b'shum elokim zulato, to actively not believe in other gods. I don't believe in any god but God. Boom, another halacha to be able to keep a Kadosh Baruch Hu in our minds, and also to fill a mitzvah to say. Gimel on the bottom line, liachado, to recognize the unity, the oneness of God, that he is complete and pure oneness. Three lines down on the next page, Dalid, le'ehov ha'makom baruch hu, to love a Kadosh Baruch Hu. To think in your heart, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I love you, fulfills a mitzvah to say. Any moment that you think it. As it, v'shenemar v'hafta t'shem elokecha, v'ketzad yagia ha'adam la'ahava, just to emphasize the point, how does a person get to Ahavas Hashem? What we're doing now, yedei ha'Torah. By learning Torah, a person gets to deeper and deeper levels of Ahavat Hashem. Skip down a whole bunch of lines. The first one on the line is Shamayim, hey, liyot yirat Hashem yibarach al panav tamid livaltiyach atat, to have yirat Shemayim, to be in awe of God, and to have it keep you from sin, is also mitzvah to say. And the last one is what we say in Shema, shelo natur achar machsheva talev uyirat ha'inayim, to not go after your heart and after your eyes. Like it says, lo tatur acharei levachem acharei nechem. What does it mean not to go after your heart? He says here, acharei levachem zo apikorsut, to not go after things that are pulling you away toward things that are not Jewish. V'acharei nechem zoznut, to keep away from things that will impact you when your eyes see negative things in terms of sexual immorality, not to look at those things. And so he says, as he continues on, this is the last line that we'll read for today, uvichlal apikorsu to kol machashavot zarot shem hefech da'at haTorah, anything that's against the Torah's view on things, pushing those out of one's mind is the fulfillment of that mitzvah. Uvichlal znut to mi shehu rodef achar ta'avot ha'olam mibli sheyichaven behem klal kavanah la'tovah, that any time you push away, and you're, even if you want to go for food, doesn't matter what it is, you have a taiva for something, and you stop and say, I'm not doing this for me, I want to be mekadesh l'shem shamayim, I want to say a bracha, I want to be mechazik myself when I'm eating for a Kadosh Baruch Hu. You fulfill the mitzvah just by changing your kavanah when you go after that taiva, that it's not a physical taiva, but that it's a spiritual embodiment of what you're trying to fulfill. What?
Isn't that lying to yourself,
kind of? No, first of all, and the idealist is absolutely to get there, 100%. B'Shem will pick up and get more nitty-gritty halacha l'maisa next on Tuesday, Bezrat Hashem.